So, yeah, so a little blind at a time. Let's start from the bottom of, you know, a test on the base. This is a tape placement, as you have noted, for tape number 271. Talking Yud Alps. Let's start from the test on the base.
Okay.
Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Mevishim Ben Lakish. Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Mevishim Ben Lakish. Time of Rabbi Yud. Rabbi Yud is the one who said a few lines above. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines at the end of the bed page. Tamat Ninon. Habchor Sh'och Zadam. A b'chor which has too much blood and needs its blood let. A few mace, even if it's going to die, ain't Mekizino, so you can't let its blood. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Chamei Amrim. Yakiz. You can't let its blood. Yavach L'yaseh Bo'boom. As long as you don't make a boom in it. Yavach L'boom, but if you made a boom, I mean, you couldn't check it on the basis of that moom. You have to wait for another moom to come before you can say that it goes out to be eaten as chulin or quasi chulin, whatever the case may be. We don't care, even if you make a moom deliberately, that's okay. Okay?
Okay.
So, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yavo B'Shem B'Shem B'Lok is the time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Says about blood, don't eat it, spill it on the ground like water. Only allow the blood when it's being spilled out like water, and that means it's time of shkita. Look at the last name Moshe on the page. Time by Yehuda is the central last line. Time by Yehuda is also a key to see lo tochlenu. The Dorish lay, I would expound like this. A b'chor, that this pasuk is going on a b'chor. You see, as it is said, lo tochlenu, v'dorish v'gomer, v'dorish, and we darshin, le'il ha'ikro a b'chor. We say this pasuk is going on a b'chor. You see, rak adam lo tochal, or it's going to combine. And it says you shouldn't eat the blood, you should spill it on the ground like water. And so we say about this, that it's going b'chor because of the juxtaposition to the pasuk about b'chor. So you're called common now, b'chor b'shtoy, and therefore the pasuk is going also on b'chor. And we'll permit us but el b'shmicha. B'mad b'shmicha. V'shetuchal l'ochlo. We're able to eat as a result. Avalolaki is the mobile chukai, but not to be making the blood while it's still alive. Okay? Only when the time has come to be shofik the dam kamayin, not any other time. Okay? Says the Gemara further.
So shvicha here means shrita?
Shvicha means shrita, yeah.
Okay.
So, says Mark, he's Rabbi Abba, Mori Achua, he's a Rimora Mori, Achua's Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Abba Mori, the brother of Rabbi Yosef, asked, well, Ksiv Absolute Mekdoshim came. He says also by Absolute Mekdoshim, in other words, Kushim, which were Kusher, T. Corbin, and they got plus because they had a moon, and then he redeemed them. So what are you going to do with that blood? And then we know you're allowed to let his blood. No prohibition. Of course, it still has it's still hectic, but this is Tzulim Mekdoshim by definition already has a book. Oh, that's the only way it can become Tzulim Mekdoshim. So he's certainly going to let his blood. So what are you going to do with the words over there? Let's see the Pnei Moshe here. Okay. Buck Steve, by the way, first of all, see the top carbon of Hader, because it makes that clear, it made before. And we should have learned about the Shechita, Shein Tzarech L'damo. For Shechita, when you don't need its blood, Kamayin, like water, and therefore you can spill it. Now we should show with Kodamo, or else when you spill all its blood, Avlova Kodamo, but not for Kodamo Sadam, when you're only spilling part of it.
Okay,
so the Gemara said, back to the same motion, sorry. Both the opposite of Mekdash, including the Shechita, High Kro, the opposite of Mekdash, because Medaber. How do we know it's type of Tzulim Mekdoshim? Like it says, Kasher Yochal Tzitzim Yisrael. You eat this animal like you eat the deer and the mountain goat. If you make a move on it, so that can't be what it's coming to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, says Yerushalmi. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, lahakshir isamrit. There it's going to be to tell us that the blood is machshir. Ma machshir, apadamia machshir. Just like maim is machshir, so too blood is machshir. Okay? So this is Rosha.
Dam is machshir l'tuma, the kabel tuma.
What?
The dam is machshir l'kabel tuma.
Yeah, it's one of the sheva mashkim, which if it falls on a fruit or whatever, it wasn't previously royal kabel tuma, now it becomes royal kabel tuma.
Okay.
So says Yerushalmi. They both darshan the same pasuk. Meaning people who are matir putting mum in the b'chor and people who are putting the mum in the b'chor. They both darshan the same pasuk. Which pasuk they darshan? Kavim yel ratzo kol mum. Kavim yel ratzo kol mum. Lo yebo. Rav Shimon Amar B'Shoshu Rotson, Ein Rashay Litein Bo Mum. So Rav Shimon says, when it's L'Rotson, when it's acceptable as a carbon, then now it's put in their mum. Shein Rotson, Ein Rotson, when it's not L'Rotson, when you can't use it for its proper purpose, because it has, because it's going to die otherwise. As a Rashay Litein Bo Mum, we're allowed to put a mum into it, because anyway, it's going to die. Right?
Okay.
I feel cool and mumin, even if it's completely mummified. I think it's going to die. And as a Rashi says, "Bavam, now it's going to put a mum in it, and
worse.
Then you have to eat it die instead." Take a look at the last May Moshe says last four lines. The Chachamim Darshan we see kol mum liyebo, mashal afilu far mei mumi mumin, even if it's really full of mumin. You was not allowed and after the Shaila Tiba Obu. In Khair Kumashul, you gotta leave it as it is. Okay. Kosha Shemuta Locho, Machi Lebhema Lachayo Ul Ophos. And as long as you're permitted to eat, you're allowed to, on Er Pesach, Hamas, you're allowed to feed animals, Lehema Chayas and Ophos. And you can sell to Goyim with the man, also you cannot benefit from it. Other mano, us by also, but the time passes. You're not going to get Hano anymore. Leia Sikhbet, both on Rubik Rhyme. You can't even use it to stoke your stove or oven. You know, my end beer chomet of the straight for a view that says the only way you can miss a beer chomet is by burning it. Chomet, the fire, you can chop it up. The soil of Ruach and scatter it to the wind. Omez, the animals go into the sea. That also is a key mitzvah of beer chomet. Who holds this way? We don't know anybody holds this way, because we hold that there's an hour in between, right? You're allowed to eat till the end of the fourth hour. Then you get banos till the end of the fifth hour. Then it becomes also banos, the other way around. Let's eat till the fourth hour.
Right.
And then, till the end of the fourth hour. And then,
No, it's the third hour. It's the end of the third hour you can eat. And the fourth hour you have a non. By the fifth hour you got to burn it.
I think that's right. Even though you don't know how to eat, you're allowed to give it to a goy or an animal. Rav Rabbeinu B'Shem Rav, Mutar Achilo Kaklavim. Are you allowed to, B'Shem Rebbe, Mutar Achilo Kaklavim, allowed to give it to
I think you skipped the line. Hey, see Rebbe Bo.
Oh, sorry, I was wondering how to say it. Hey, Rebbe Bo. So Rebbe Bo has a question. It says that sa'or, which is sourdough, should be burnt, and if you eat it, you're potter. So take a look here in the Pnei Moshe, the third line down in the Gemara. Hey, Steve, Rabbi Pa, v'ech yo martore d'ramea koshu ochel ma'achiyo. How do you think when a man ate, but anytime he can eat, can also give to eat? Ma'achiyo, you can give to eat. Ma'ashishim, also le'achol, also nami le'achiyo. Not allowed to eat, you also can't feed libehem with an animal. It's nino kamon. The per gimel. Sa'or v'hu chametz, lo hichmetz kol tzarko. Sa'or, which is sourdough, which is chametz, which is not fully chametz. Yisarei. It has to be burned. For yishu also b'achila. V'im ochlo pat mechoretz. So you eat your pat from koretz. You're reading your pat from koretz because it's not really achila, really. V'am rabuna ala b'shem rebi. The muta achila klavim. You're allowed to give it to eat to dogs. So you see, even though you're not allowed to eat it, you're allowed to give it to eat. The dog. Right? That's what we're saying. Right? So what are you going to do with that? What do you think we came to say? All chametz? No, it's all halachos of chametz. You want it here? All we're talking about here is little shows. Talking about in terms of hours. We're not talking about in terms of the quality of the chametz. Talking about the times when you can eat the chametz. And at that, we have the principle that anytime you can eat, you can feed. Anytime you can't eat, you can't feed, according to Reb Meir. And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about types of chametz. We're talking about times during which you can eat chametz. Okay? Well, so that's just my idea. Come chametz, well, shows. My time shows, same bear. 7 hours, and Reb hours, same bear. I'm Rabbi Bun Bar Chiyo, come here, Zira. This teacher is allowed to give to eat to an animal which is hefker. So,
you're supposed to destroy?
What?
Is this question that you're allowed to give after it's asur ba now?
So that's either ribas. I'm Rabbi Chan, Rabbi Chan, this is a mashud, mutar lechol, achil behem at hefker. I'm going to read the next few lines from the Gemara out of the read bars, okay?
No, I got a funny post.
You have it? It's on the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. Shemut ha'achil olet behem ha'tefke. He said, Yirmiyah, have you asked one thing? I think we learned with fire air, that you scatter it. So, Yirmiyah kikros. Yirmiyah said, that's talking about loaves. Yirmiyah said, lo mar ela mit fire air. It's only saying, it says specifically you have to,
scatter it.
Chop it up, crumb it up. Came with Shapiro, says to a mefarek, bottom. It's nullified. This it says, lo yachel chomim. So he says, Perish on Farshim Zal, Loi Vanti, V'dochuku. He says, I don't understand what's going on here, according to the standard of Farshim. Whatever they're saying is Dochuk. I can't hear the feeling of Zaiti. Everybody says they want to say like this. Dochuk Perusha. Here's what I'm going to say. The Rabbi Chan Kamar, Rabbi Chan says, You must feast the Mucha, the Mutta Achil, the Behem has Hefker. You're allowed to feed Chomet to the animal which is Hefker. Lo Kani Kover. It doesn't say you have to bury the Chomet if you don't burn it. El Mepharim is around the roof. You chop it up and you scatter it to the wind. It can't rain macro bay mathefka, so that animal just hefka is gonna find it. And it's gonna eat it. So it seems that you can feed chomet to an animal just hefka, even the time which is also. I say to Rabbi Yirmiyah, asked the question, but the Mepharim does say you have to chop it up, so Yirmiyah kikoros. And we're talking about loads. Pay from Yirmiyah Parak with Daiki Rabbi Rakan. Rabbi Yira asked, according to Rabbi Chanan's opinion, the Mutla Achil Mehem Hashefka. You're allowed to give it to Mehem Hashefka. Because after Rabbi Yira had to ask the Kikara Sile Rabbi Barachano, Le Mutla Achil Mehem Hashefka. And he also thought, I said Rabbi Chanan because that's what it is in Yush Bavli. But here it's actually.
Boombar, somebody.
Right, Boombar Chio. Okay? He thought, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya is being martyred even to give full loaves to animals, right? Didn't say Pete Chametz, which was chopped up, after it's chopped up to the animal, which is after. Elistat, it just said generically, the Mutar Achil, Lib Hemat Hefker. Can im Apilu Kikoros, even loaves, Mutar. I'll say, Parak, now you ask, the Mai Mukham Es Nisin, how would you see that from our Mishnah? I thought, on the contrary. That's Nisin Mukhach, from our Mishnah is clear, the Asa Lachilo, Lachil Kikoros, Lib Hemat Hefker. You're not allowed to feed loaves to a Hefker animal. Rock Pirurim. We should say, okay, you just came to Shapiro because once you crumb it up, Bato. Once you crumb it up, it's crummy. Okay? And it's Bato. But Kikoros Usher. But loaves should be Usher. Fire come our button here, Mephara Mathis. So that's what he says. And our mission says Mephara, you have to chop it up. Confession shot, some of your Kikoros. Pesach Rabbi Yirmiyahu Sovar, the Rabbi Barkia Matthew Kikoros, and the Yisham was explaining that. I'll take a part of the Parer, what we just said. He's basically explaining how it fits in the words of the Gemara. I'll tell my Rabbi Yossi, Lo Amar El Mefarer. Pesach, meaning the Rabbi Chana, not Lo Amar, Rabbi Chana also was not Matir El Mefarer. Only if he was Mefarer, the loaves. He came into the Piro Bato. Because once you crumb it up, it's bottle. Can Shabi maybe Raya Masis? And so it is a good proof from our Mishnah. After it's chopped up, you can give it to the Behemoth Hefker. Below Kasha, and that, it's not difficult, might Kamosi, to be Masnisin, Lovey Raya's also, or. And it's not a question, problem, that which you brought in Mishnah, evidence that it's also, that would be true if it was loaves. So Rav Rei Vumbachir Nami Lo Matir El Pirurin, right? All his matir is crumbs. The Lama sees the Sumi Matisin. He can ask question of Mishnah. Well, it's a hunky dory together Mishnah. Then this is Rabbi Vumbachir Nami Lo Matir El Pirurin. Lachil Bei Masafki only allows you to give crumbs to after animals. I'm a low kikros chametz, but not loaves of chametz. Vayda Amrada, and what tells us this? Why should we also give loads of chametz to an animal which is hefker? After all, you're not getting anor from it, right? Any iser hanoi allowed to give to an animal which is hefker. In other words, if you want to throw out your kilayim or your orla and give it to feral cats, you're allowed to do that.
Okay.
So, Umayishna Tamon, so what's the difference here? I can't read the next word.
Umachi?
Umachi, yeah. Anyway, let's go. We can go back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, back to Baita Amar Da. So, what says this? You see that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right to the bottom. Back in the text. You see that?
Divide Amr Da, Lo Yochal Chametz.
Lo Yochal Chametz Hayom, Afil Chlavi. I raised the bundle also Manoia. It says Lo Yochal Chametz Hayom means anybody. It's also Manoia even for dogs. Manakim. So, even the word we're talking about, Ima Kalbo, Hahani Yisraelo. That is derived benefit anyway. It's like even for other dogs. So there's a tremendous chiddush which you don't have in the Bavli, which is there's one day a year, eight days a year, where you can't feed chametz even to behemoth hefker. It's a special din that lo yachel chametz hayom. Nobody should chametz, even clubs. So therefore, unless you're mefarer at first and you're mevatel chashivus, you can't even give it to behemoth hefker, unlike any other tzura hanoah. Okay.
Extraordinary
drush. Vol b'shev Rabbi Elazar said, "Koma kol b'shev Amar lo teachel, lo tochlu, lo yachlu." This is Atopes Itzanoya b'Ikisra Achila. There's an Itzra Ananoa, just like Itzra Achila. Ad Shiova Kasi Prosh Lecha, until the Pasuk comes and says explicitly that it's not Itzra Ananoa, such as Be'Evra Minachai Unanavela. So later on, this I just want one more note here, and you guys are going to see that it's talking about this Rabbi Yavon named Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbon named Rabbi Yavon is going to say, it's only true it says Lo Se'ochel. No, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, Lo Yachlu, all of those are not Osibanor, only Lo Se'ochel.
Okay.
But once it says Lo Se'ochel, you can't eat it until it's Mati, but you can't eat it according to this Gemara. When it says lo socho yachu, as well, it's osmanah, and nobody can eat it unless the pus, even the animals, until we find out explicitly that it's permitted. Okay, you want a break here?
No, I'm okay for the moment.
Okay. Where may yachai you see smutu manah? Ubasel basanet latrefo lo sochelu. Okay, after shlicho so. It says, Basa Basada Trefa, which is talking about Abraham in Achai, which was moved from its place out in the field. In other words, when the animal's still alive, it became Trefa. So that you can't eat, but you can still give it to its Kel Tashir Rosan, still give it to the dog. She might preach from the Nevela, where we see by Nevela, Lo Sochlu, Kong Nevela, Gash Mishrach, Tit Nevela, Oma Chalan Achri. Right, it says you can't eat it, but you can give it to a ger or sell it to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tani Chizkel Upolik. Chimia Asura LaKelet. Chizkel said this over in the argument. Said, who said this also to a dog? Now, I have on the side here that the Mashbiach says, who says also to a dog that the dog, as the Yabbi says, Kel Tashlichen or so? Or to give the trade for, or to sell to a Nachri. And Lieberman adds here brackets. And Matam Rakev Tokhut Tashlin also. Also, Mashiach Kev, Einat Mashiach Kev, Chun Shinish Zubat Zara. So I tell us that this you can cast to a dog, and cast to a dog, Chulin, which is Shechlin Nazara. Even though you can't eat it, it's still Osir Banah, and you can't give it to a dog.
Okay.
So going on for the Bach, Steve. Kochev Shor Kesavez Lo Sochel said the Chelev of Shor Kesavez you shouldn't eat, and Lo Sochelu we just said is means Isra Noah Meata Tzayfez Isra Noah Kisra Yachila. And we know you can use Chelev for the Sabbath, it's not also Ba'anoah, it's only also Ba'achila. So here too is different. Shani Dixie Bechelev Eloh Bechelev Tzayfez Yassel Lechol Malchol Bechol Lo Sochelu. So explicitly, you can use it for melacha. You just can't eat it.
Okay,
next. Vatsi Bracha Dam Lo Sochelu. Natsa Tote Sisanah Yisrachila. I ain't allowed to use blood for things other than eating. Shai Dixim Artish Mechelu Kam Moyim. My mind will turn by no. Just like one more water is putting down. No. Avadam Yem Mutsu by no.
Okay.
Vatsi doesn't say, okay, the Chubnei is Ogira Noshe. So therefore, Shri Yosu by no. And well, Kiamti Begina Noshe Shemin Avelos. So he said, we'll take a look at Korban Edo here. Kiamti Begina Noshe Shemin Avelos, which is the fifth to last narrow line in the Korban Edo.
Hang on.
See that? Hutam Mutabano. The Chutra Nevelos, he Bechaba Begida Hutra. The Gina Nevelos Mutter, because once a Nevelos came Mutter, like we said before, you can sell to, give it to a Ger, sell to a Goy. So everything in the veil was became mutter, including the chayim, including gear nashe, including everything. You have a mutter shavu akum, came to give me the song. That's what you can send to a guy, even though the gear nashe is still inside. The yeda he saw a rest, show him a song, hold him a stone in the veil, leave him a clan. The reason I supposed to specifically send him while the gear is inside is that a Jew who sees you sending it to a guy will know it must be trafe, otherwise it would take out the gear nashe. But we see that gear nashe is not in and of itself an isra and all. Because we're in itself in Israel, you were not allowed to send to the goy, right?
Right.
Back to Vaksi Vilam Kaliba Kamel Losahu and Etzam Elmazeh. So that's the case, Chadosh should be also by Noah, as the story about there. The pasuk gives a specific time, and the way I interpret it here is that there's a famous perspective. Rabbi Yosef Engel speaks about it, that in Israel, which is a temp, and which is time bound. Mm-hmm. So it's going lapses in time. It can never be an Isser Chetza. It can only be an Isser Gavra. If something was an Isser Chetza, if an object was intrinsically Osir, which would be an Osir, and that would mean it's Osir Banah, so then it would not never fall off that prohibition. Right. It would be on forever. If an object is only temporarily Osir, so then that means I'm not allowed to use it, to eat it myself. But it can be used for the purpose of Banah.
Okay.
That's how they understand this over here. Okay. Well, see, so it says, don't eat them. What are you talking about here?
The buggies.
By shwatim, right?
Mm-hmm.
By insects. So, sounds like us mana. Amar Rabbi, the commentator says, Amar Rabbi mana, miye isra hanoya shabo. Let's see, carbon Ada, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 lines down the wide lines. And so, I'm Rabbi Mona, meet Isra no Shabo, pay the sheets on our customers, but call us to see, shekets you lachem, shalachem you. It's a shekets, but it's your shekets. What does it mean, it's a shekets, but it's your shekets? You're allowed to have enough of it. Right, Vel Shem Yoga, also explain, needs to be sure on Yisko. Vel Shem Yoga, somebody makes a plaster, a bandage, from Shura Nisko. The act is supposed to be stoned to death, which is also Banah. Mechamed Shavu LaPesach, or Mechamed Shavu LaPesach, which is also Banah. She'ein Elok, he doesn't get Malkus. Why She'ein Lo Taseh Shalo Mechubar. Shalo Mechubar. The Lo Taseh is not clearly the Raisa. And the name of the Kormir says, She'ein Lo Taseh Shalo Mechubar, Lassor Afanah, Doksib Lo Sochel. Even though we're dashing it, they can't get Hanoah, but it's not explicit in the Torah. It's not explicit in the Torah, so therefore, it's not a true love. It's not a true love. So then you don't get Malkus for it.
I thought Chomet Shabbat Lava Pesach was a Durabana in the Gamre.
Right. It is Durabana in the Gamre, but it's a Malkus, but he is saying that he's likening Shor Nisko and Chomet Shabbat Lava Pesach, I assume, because he wants to say that even though one's Durabana, one's Duraisa, you don't get Malkus on either.
Okay.
Good point. Okay, it could be his mother, which I'm forgetting all that. And the Chumash Shabbat Pesach the rest, but I don't remember such a thing. Okay. Mikila Kerem Loke, but if you didn't say anything from Kila Kerem, then it's also, then you can have the Malkus. Right?
Okay, because
what?
Now there's the Raisa, no?
Mikila Kerem is the Raisa.
What?
What did you say?
The Isser of Hana by Kilei Akerem is Doraisa.
Yeah, but it's not just Doraisa. It's not learned out from an ambiguous word like Lo Sochlu. Lo Sochlu. It says explicitly the next line, Amar Hashem, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, Pen Tikdash, Pen Tukat Esh.
Right. Okay.
It's got to be burnt, which means that it's Osir Banah, explicitly in Torah. May Orla Tzricha. If you made the same plaster from Orla, I'm not sure. It says an asay to distance it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't say, the Kormay takes the word lo sase. Lo sase ochlok seed. It says lo sase to eat it as well. Take out the words lo sochlok seed. Lo sase ochlok seed. No, lo sase explicitly on distancing it. So let's see if the Kormay ate it. I say the Lokusiv, four lines to the bottom. By saying Lokusiv Loshan Achila, Ela Shaloshim Yalachem Arivim, the Mashim Achila Anah. So it's to say to refrain from Anah for them. Chagas, I say the Lokusiv. Those I say Lokusiv. Those I say Lokusiv. Rachim Berushal, the Ksiv it says, Yalachem Arivim, Tadmi Yehon Lohokon, Mirafkin, it should be for you distance. That's a low say, that's an Atsay for Anah. La chilak si, the si lo sa lo yachel. Abu lo sa se lo rachko lo si. Sapul Yemir came to the guy's club, I say, Yisrano, who was he below, so I say, and we're Mitzvah, if, since Mitzvah, I say, if there's also Yisrano, I say, Anano, there's also Rabat, and Yisrano, Olo, and we don't know. Okay? So, back to the Gemara. Matzitha bli Rabbi Yochanan. Our mission is, the Brides of Yisrano are Rabbi Yochanan. It was stolen, it wasn't checked in the time to eat it. Well, the idea of check is shame. So just like it's not a tea, now it's a rabbi. So according to that, it is lechuvah. That puzzle, lo so chlu by Shoran Iska is coming, it's not necessary for teaching us you can't eat it. It's not checked in anyway. So Matagotia says, Osama no. So therefore it's lechuvah, it's clear that that's what it's supposed to be. And you get Malkus for making plaster and Shoran Iska.
Okay.
So Rabbi Yochanan bar Tulah, the Shekhanu Abaylim, the Shechtu, and here Kormi changed it to Mishenig Mardino. No, you still need it, not to tell us not to eat it. It's telling us not to eat it, even if you shechted it.
Mm-hmm.
Since you shechted it after it was pasten on it, and it's got to be killed, you're not allowed to eat from it. Okay? So the Chiddush is that even though you shechted it, you can't eat from it.
Okay? Okay.
Rabbi Zia boy come with Rabbi Yavo. It was asked for the Rabbi Yavo. Hacha temar hachein, hacha temar hachein. So you take a little carbonator, third line down. Lam Rabbi Yavo lo yachel echot Yisrael echot Yisrael no. Before he says that, when he says lo yachel is both Yisrael and Yisrael no. Vach my Yisrael mashma the lo Yisrael no. And here he says that by Shor and Yisrael, I'm not sure. Maybe it's only Yisrael and not Yisrael no.
Okay.
So he said, Chad b'shem Rabbi Lezer. That which you said before, lo yachel, lo sochu, etc., they're all Yisrael Noah. That's B'Shem Rabbi Lozer. V'chad B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. But in name Rabbi Yochanan, he had a different drasha. Rabbi Yochanan said, this drasha, Rabbi B'Shem Yochanan, come, come, shemar, lo sochal, lo sochal, lo sochal,
lo sochal,
It's not Yisrael Noya. Not like we said before.
Okay.
Then Yisrael Noya Yisrael Chilo. Okay, when it's because, again, the difference between Yisrael Chepsi and Yisrael Gavra, it says Lo Sochlu, it says you shouldn't eat.
That's
what it is. Lo Yochlu means they shouldn't eat. That's not also bad, no, because the object itself is much, you're just not allowed to eat it.
Okay.
But it says, lo se yachel, means it should not be eaten. Lo ye yachel, it should not be eaten. That means the chefza itself is also, that means also eaten by no. Bino shemakulam, and archetype of all of them, is v'chol chatas v'shirvam yidama o moed chaper b'kodesh, any chatas where the blood is mistakenly brought into the kodesh, where it's not supposed to be, Lo Seachel should not be eaten, but Eish Tisar Rebbe has to be burnt in a fire, which is Osama Noah. Tanya Chizkim Misayel Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a bride of Chizkim Misayel Rebbe, which is sister Rabbi Yochanan. Mimash Yishneh Mar Chelem Shorbev Chesem Eish Lo So Chelu. Says you shouldn't eat the Chelem. Ladies and Dover Nehmer Chelem Bebe Lo Chelem Shrifo Yatel Melacha Melacha. Why does it say that you can use them for Melacha? Right? It says don't eat them, but doesn't say you're not out to have an offer him. So why does it say you can use it for malacha. Afiyu malachas gavah means even malachas gavah, because I would have thought that it's usher. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Let me go back. Tani chisim say v'yachmashu v'chel v'shor v'chel 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 We knew it's not a Sabana because it doesn't say Lo Yeochlu. It says Lo Yeochlu. So it's going to tell us a few melechot kavoa. You're not allowed to use these things even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for some purpose in the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay.
So that's what they tell us. Ein Echnami, Isra Noah is only when it says Lo Se'achel, Lo Ye'achel. It says Lo Yochu, it's not Isra Noah. So therefore, if it does say Lo Yochu, it must be coming to tell us, why are you then to say Chel Be'achel for Ye'achel Chomlacha? Hi, and that no Havamina that it's also about Noah. Must be that it's even to tell us that, I said it's also, sorry, that's even mutter to use from Melechus Gavoah. Okay? Let's see, Carmen Ada. Mishaya, if you Melechus Gavoah, the half of me, I will start to also establish Taros, Bora Mashua Chela Mishka, and then the Chela Mela, that you now have to use for Taros, which is Melechus Gavoah, a leather which had been, what's the word, treated. With Chayav Nevela, Kach Sibi Yassel Chom Lecha, Afil Melechus Gavoa. Means you can use it for any purpose, even for Taros and Korbanos. Shein Achayav Echlal Nevela, because Chayav is not included in Nevela. Maybe Chayav Shul Tumah, not considered Tumah. Avalet Tano, Lewis Yichla, but the amount of Tano, you'd have to write, you don't need a Pasuk. Okay, similarly, Yimash Hashem Arach Adam Lo Sochlu, Lo Sochay, Leiz Amar Neamar, Al Ortsu Shechel Chamoim, that, why say, throw it on the ground, so again, according to, the previous Rebbe of all we need, because Lo Yochul is Lo Yochul, Lo Yochul, they're all Isranot. But now it's saying it's not Isranot, so that's it's why I need the Heter of Alash Kamayim. You don't need it for that purpose. We need it for Ma'amayim Makshir, Avadam Yeh Makshir, because the Ma'amayim is Makshir, Kabbal Tumas, so it's a blood. Rimash Shneem Arla Ger, Shem Shem Fi Neva Chalo, says give it to the Ger. But the Ger Toshav Oichel Ben Veilo. We don't know that the Veilo is Losh Manah. We have no having the Veilo is Losh Manah. Doesn't say Lo Se'achel or Lo Ye'achel. So it's kind of so what's it coming to teach us? It's kind of teach us that even a Ger Toshav keeping the Veilos. Don't take a Ger Toshav who's the Kav by himself mitzvahs is the Kav by himself that he's not allowed to eat the Veilos. No, he's allowed to eat the Veilos. In fact, there's a Shita that a Ger Toshav is one of the Kav by himself all 600 mitzvahs. Except for eating kosher. You still want to go to McDonald's. Right?
Okay.
So, since the Trumpets is Makabo. The Bailiff is not Makabo. And that's called Gilad Dosh. Okay, imagine they have a bus of a son of Shaven Loso Chelun. So, the Amory and Achai. Matamorma Loso Chelun, sorry. Matamorma Kel Sashikun also. So, again, why do I need it? We might have no, it doesn't say Loso Chelun. La Kel, also at Mashal, La Kel, Abayah Mashal, Kel. You can throw it to a dog, this Avery Menachai, but not Chulish Nishul Azara, even though they're possible because it's a degradation of kosher. Masnisa Messiah Lade, Masnisa Messiah Lade. There's a Mishnah, which, Mishnah, Brysa actually, and each, which assists both of them named Rabbi Eliezer, Lazar, and both of them named Rabbi Yochanan. Matisa Messiah, Rabbi Lazar, Lo Yechel Chometz. It says, Chometz Shabin, Matisa Machil Kochel. That means that a person who gives somebody else to eat is.
Also over Yisra, like the one who eats.
Also over Yisra, right. I'm going to take a look here at the Kormen Ada, 5 lines, 6 lines to the end. Matisa Messiah, Ladain. Back to the song, we say, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish of Kriyash Rabbi Lazar, the same as Rabbi Yochanan. Self same Brisa, it's not two different Brisas, it's the same Brisa. Okay? Let's see how that works out. This time, I'm going to look at the Machi Kochel. Atom Elo says the Machi Kochel. El Eno Lazar Banah, maybe it's coming to make it Lazar Banah. Matam Lomer Leachel Chameis. Lazos, a Machi Kochel, Diva Rabbi Yoshua. So why does it say, I guess it's called, I'm not sure what's going on here. It doesn't say Lo Yechel Chometz, it says Lo Yochel Chometz.
There's two different things. Don't eat Chometz and don't eat Chometz with the Karm Pesach.
Right. Where did you see that?
Right. Masnisa Messiah the Rabbi Lazar Lo Yochel Chametz Lo Lasosus Amachin Kochel.
And that's clear in the Ayah Rabbi Yochanan, because the pasuk by Karim Pesach says lo sochal olav chametz, not lo seachel, says lo sochal. So that's like Rabbi Yochanan, that even lo sochal makes something aser b'ano.
Okay.
Hala mashal asmano. Okay, matam lo leachel chametz. So what that's case? Why don't need leachel chametz in additional pasuk? That's what's matam klai because of Rabbi Yoshiya.
Okay.
So that's a right Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak gomer enosach. He says you don't need the pasuk for that. Imash shvatim kalim. Or some of them are called shrotim, which are lightened, that there's no prohibition of kareis since karbonado. It's only losa thing. And then we say the mach is like oichel. So, so Abayim is Ochel Kumach, you'll receive Lo Sochlum. Kishechet Hei. The Yutar, that's extra. Toksibu Abu Azaros Harbe. There are many prohibitions on Shrotim. As the government time, Lassus Samachil Koichel. But it comes to tell us that a Machil is like an Oichel. So Kavachomer. It's true by Sheket, Kavachomer by Chomet. Okay, so back to the text. In my answer, I'm not sure if you're calling me to make a go home to come. If you're not supposed to make a go home, I'm not going to make a go home. So Yerushalmi clarifies. Only because it says lo yachel. Homie lo socha le shma mino klub. But from lo socha, you wouldn't hear derive anything. That's a raya for Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay.
Let's do three more lines and get onto the base. Lo yasik lo kenor v'kenayim, now let's use the chametz to stoke fires in the oven. Avra v'hasik, what if you did transgress and use it? Yeva kadosh, it's like this. Im chadosh, it's a new oven. You gotta break it apart. Because this oven has already been strengthened, which is so it's strengthened by the first use.
Right.
So the oven is also by not. In Yashon, if it however it's an old oven and if it's already been strengthened by burning, so then you turn all you do is cool it down and you can use it then for that which is mutar banah because it didn't become intrinsic in the oven and therefore you can just cool it down and that's enough.
Okay.
Yashukoyah.
Shkoyah.
Same time next week from Yad Hashem. In 2 weeks, we're going to be in Seattle and in Vancouver, so I'm not sure. But next week should be fine.
Okay, very good.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye.